She said, you know, it's my opinion, alcoholism or addiction is an allergy. I've been studying it. And she said, I'd like to try to treat you for it. And I said, you know, that's bizarre. I was sober for 13 years in AA prior to going back out. Go to meetings, you don't drink, call your sponsor. And I could not get sober anymore. I'd struggled for 3+ years. Just, I did not want to drink, but could not stop. Because that's exactly what it says in the big book. You know, it's a physical allergy coupled with a mental obsession. She said, I want to try to treat you for it. And so she started, I don't know, I don't understand how she does what she does. She came up and she said, well, you're allergic, you have an allergy to sugars, you have an allergy to this and this and this and barley, and you know, go from this step to this step to this step. It may take 5, 10, 8, 10, you know, 15 times.
Now, how long ago was this particular episode?
9, 10 years ago. The pills were like icing on the cake. I was drinking a fifth to a half gallon a day, smoking probably a quarter to half ounce of pot a day to keep the nausea down mostly. It wasn't even about getting a buzz anymore because most of the time I got alcohol poisoning. Probably a 12-pack a day with that through the night. I was doing somas, and I was buying about 8 to 10 of them a day. And when the drug dealer thought I was reselling them, so he has no problem. But when he found out that I was doing it myself, he's like, man, you're going to die. Get out of here. I'm not going to be responsible for your death. You know, I thought you were reselling the shit. I was literally afraid of drinking because I knew within 24 to 48 hours I'd have alcohol poisoning. If there's such a place as hell on earth, it's got to be the pits of an addiction. I really think she should do some kind of study. Whatever she did, if I was as bad as I was, it could help a lot of people. And it didn't just help me physically not drink. Like, I go out to bars now, go to concerts. And I'm just going to be honest and upfront. I really don't care if somebody smokes a joint. If I'm at a friend's house at a party or something, they're smoking a joint, I don't care. It's not part of my life anymore. People who get drunk and die. I had a friend about a month ago died from, he had one of those really fast rice rockets that do about 200 plus. And he was a speed freak. He loved speed. I remember him telling me when he first bought that bike, coming down 575 doing 160. And I'm thinking, Paul, you're going to die. That's insane. And sure enough, he did. You know, 32 years old.
Michael's situation of escalating in the addiction is a typical addiction pattern. NAT allowed him to become desensitized to the biological allergens that were triggers for substance abuse, such as vitamins, minerals, simple and complex sugars, that his body was unable to metabolize and therefore created cravings as a signal to the body that it was still missing that substance. Not because it was not received or eaten, but because it was not recognized by the body as a bioenergetic signature or biochemical energy that was already being eaten. Addictions produce body, emotional, mental, and psychological obsessions with a drive to reenact the addiction, which sets up consequences and a resistance to learning new forms of behavior. There are psychological defenses that actually block the full realization and acknowledgement of harm to self and others, as well as minimizes or obliterates the addiction pattern, which sustains the addiction. This is why addiction patterns can escalate with no apparent bottom, and often it costs the person their relationships, family, livelihood, and life, like Paul, who did not reflect on the consequences of driving at 160 miles an hour, and who may well have been expressing a subtle death wish, going to the edge of the edge. Michael was treated for these patterns in conjunction with directly treating the biological addictions.